Mike Huber says less than 15% of the South Dakota state legislature members are Democrats. He believes that without a strong opposition party, South Dakota has a lack of transparency and lags behind in efficient and effective government. This fall, he's seeking your vote to represent District 14, which includes some of Minnehaha County. And Mike Huber joins us today as part of SDPB's Meet the Candidates series. Mike Huber, welcome to In the Moment.
Hi, Jackie. Thanks for having me.
Certainly. So tell us why, Mike. Why are you running for House of Representatives this year? What do you hope to accomplish?
Hi. One of the main things is citizen involvement. As you mentioned in my reasons for getting involved in the lack of representation of the minority party, we are 30% of the registered voters are actually Democrat, and we only have 15% represent, or less than 15% representation at the state level. And I just don't see that a lot of involvement from citizens, and I think part of that is because of apathy, that people don't feel like the legislative branch is responsive to their needs, and would like to see more involvement from their legislators, more connection, more communication back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about who you are outside of this campaign for House. What do you do?
I'm a financial advisor, so I help people with their financial planning, doing the retirement planning for education needs for their children, and I also have been I'm quite a volunteer in my times. I started a yoga for prisoners program up at the South Dakota Penitentiary, and we're not doing that now because of the COVID problem, pandemic. And I also volunteer up there for the Lakota, Dakota, and Nakota spiritual conference, which also is another thing that's on hold. And then I've been involved in the community with a church for a long, long time. I've moved in and out of South Dakota and been back for the last 4 years.
Mike, you're running to represent District 14, which, as we mentioned, includes parts of Minnehaha County. Tell us, if you would, a bit about your district and the key issues that you see rising in District 14.
Sure. Yeah, so District 14 is bordered on the south by 57th Street, goes out to Highway 11, and then all the way comes back in on 41st Street, and then into like Southeastern and up to Cliff, and then back on Cliff to 57th Street. So it really does have a wide spectrum of individuals and families here. Mostly it is families that are raising children. So education is, I think, one of the primary things that I hear from people about, that they want to see the legislature continue the commitment that we've made to teachers for pay raises and funding education to do the best for our kids in the public schools. And now with the COVID virus, sick leave is also an issue that I hear a lot about, and medical issues that people are having. They're not able to work, and so their medical issues continue, and they would like to have some kind of coverage in those areas.
Hmm. Related to that point, if elected this fall, what are some of the key issues, or even perhaps a bill that you would plan to pursue in the state house?
Well, one would be a sick leave type of a policy, so that that people are covered when they are sick, that their employers are going to help them when they're not able to work. Another issue that really concerns me, one that was proposed before the House that I went and sat in on the committee meeting up in Pierre, and that was online voter registration, a very simple type of law, it would seem like, to get through, but it was stopped in committee, and I've talked to many legislators, and they've said if that would have made it to the House, would have easily passed. And this is an example to me of where we don't somehow get things through that need to be gotten through. The Secretary of State was proposing this law, and the Secretary of State from 15 years ago was in attendance to ask that this get passed. He said he proposed this law 15 years ago, that we would just have online voter registration. This has nothing to do with voting online, but just registering online. And the Secretary of State wants this law passed, and the committee put it into the final days of the legislative vote, so it didn't even get voted on.
Is this your first time running for public office?
Yes, this would be my first time. And that's another aspect that I want to kind of teach people of the process I'm going through of getting in, and that I'd like to just see more and more people. There were only two Democrats, myself and Aaron Healy, that went into the primary. So there was no primary for us. And on the Republican side, there were three. And I feel like we should have 10 for every position. It's not as difficult as people think.
What are some things you would like to see as far as maybe that outreach or that educational push to encourage further citizen involvement in our legislative process?
Well, I think one of the main things is just communication on behalf of the legislators. I've never, besides Aaron Healy, who I do know personally, I think that she communicates extremely well, but the other legislators that are in my district, I had never heard anything from them, and I never have met them. And I want to make sure that I'm out talking to people and communicating with them via email or roundtables, caucuses, so that they understand what's going on and how important the issues of local are, more so than what the national issues that get the most attention on.
Mm-hmm. As we're winding down, talk to us about, I suppose, maybe the moment that you made the decision, this is the time, this is what I feel passionate about, I'm going to run for office. What made that choice for you?
You know, I think it was that situation while I was sitting at the legislative branch in Pierre. My wife was volunteering as the doctor of the day at the legislative that day. So I went up there with her. And just looking down and seeing six Democrats over on the Senate side and less than a handful over in the legislative side. And just when you look down on that and see how we don't listen, we don't hear from another side. There's no challenge to the other side. And in this case, I talked about where it was such a simple bill to be passed. The people from disabilities were asking for this bill to be passed to help with voter online registration. The past Secretary of State, the current Secretary of State, and even there were other representatives up there for the census were asking for this, and it was just ignored.
My guest has been Mike Huber, running for State House of Representatives in District 14, joining us for Meet the Candidates. Mike Huber, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.